The U.S. Department of Education has awarded the Alaska Humanities Forum a big grant to expand its Educator Cross-Cultural Immersion Program. The program sends new teachers to villages to learn about bush life and Alaska Native culture before they start their jobs in rural districts. Dacia Eaton with member station KDLG has more.
A nearly $2 million grant from the U.S. Department of Education will be used to expand a program aimed at creating cultural competence in Alaskan teachers. Lori Evans-Deneen is the director of the Rose Urban Rural Exchange Program, which is administering the grant. She says the funds will target teachers headed for the Lower Kuskokwim and the Northwest Arctic Borough school districts this coming fall.
They will meet up for a cross-cultural orientation, then they will go out to very specific culture camps. So as the teacher then moves into their traditional in-service with their districts, they will have that network of support, if you will, to help get them through. In some cases, it's isolation, it's moving from a broad city into a small community where you're sort of under the microscope.
At the camps, teachers will learn about Alaska Native culture, language, and worldviews, subsistence, communication styles, and traditional ways of learning. After the camp, teachers will be paired with an experienced teacher mentor who will guide them as they begin the school year. The program is based on an exchange program that has taken urban Alaskan teachers out to rural areas to give them a better understanding of the growing number of rural and Alaska Native students who are migrating to cities and showing up in their classrooms. The aim of the new program for incoming rural teachers is to better prepare recruits for life in the bush, increasing teacher retention in rural districts. The average annual turnover rate among Alaska's 49 rural school districts is high. Turnover has hovered around 20% since 2000. Evans-Deneen says it's a real problem.
In some cases, the turnover in communities have been so dramatic that we've heard from students that they stop making relationships with the new teachers because they know they're not going to be there, you know, by Christmas, or they're not going to be there, you know, the next year. And if you can imagine the impact on students who don't have the bonds or the relationships with teachers that are very important in the learning process, that is a detriment to the student.
75% of the roughly 145 new teachers hired every year go to rural districts. Many of them are just out of school and come from urban settings in the lower 48. Not only are they beginning their profession, but most lack familiarity with bush life and Alaska Native culture. The transition can be stressful. Evans-Deneen says many quit after just a year or two.
We know that we can talk about our rural communities, we're off the road system and all of that. But until you've experienced it, you can't really understand what that means. So taking a teacher who's, you know, used to having all the commonalities of an urban center, and suddenly you're finding yourself in a community that has an AC store, and you know, the next time you want to get anything, you have to get out by plane. The teachers are coming in totally unprepared in some ways for this.
Evans-Deneen says expanding the exchange program to include incoming rural teachers is sure to help. L.A. Piper is a teacher at Service High School in Anchorage. She participated in the Exchange for Urban Teachers, which is serving as a model for the program.
Anchorage is really isolated. It's almost like America in the terms of the world, right? We only think about ourselves. And Anchorage is kind of the same way in terms of Alaska. It gets really easy to forget about what life is like in different communities.
Piper, who usually teaches Shakespeare, sex ed, and yoga, visited Point Hope near Barrow for 10 days this past June. Although she'd been teaching in Alaska for years, she'd never spent time in the bush. As part of her exchange, she went on a seal hunt.
We're out on this crystal clear sea, and we're hunting for the seals. I'm freezing to death. I've got like four coats on or something like that. And so Henry, our guide, pulls up onto this ice floe, and he whips up this hot dog stuff, and we're having hot dogs out in the middle of the ocean at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I'm like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Piper says once she got back to Anchorage, her Point Hope experience helped her to connect with her students from rural Alaska.
You know, just having that connection, like me showing them, you know, this is where I went and this is what I did. I've got kids now that are talking about, that aren't even from the north, but they're talking about, you know, their experiences in Ketchikan or their experiences in the interior.
Administrators with the Rose Urban Rural Exchange Program say the program for teachers headed to rural districts will start this August. The grant funds will train 60 teachers headed for the Lower Kuskokwim and the Northwest Arctic Borough school districts this coming fall. If the program's a success, it will be replicated in additional districts. The grant funding for the Educator Cross-Cultural Immersion Program totals $1.92 million, and the grant runs for 3 years. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.